Imagine a place where one person finds the car of your dreams and handles the entire process. VIP Motor Cars sales and concierge services tailored exclusively to you, no matter what you drive. VIPMotorCars.net.
We've studied the tapes and gone over the assignments.
And it turns the end zone and catches.
Get your playbook ready. It's Game Plan Wednesday, your midweek breakdown of this week's game on the Michael Irvin Show. 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
It is Game Plan Wednesday, the 4-1 Atlanta Falcons. Two-game stretch for them, not easy. They come to Dallas, and then it's New Orleans and the Falcons next week. Joining us now, as he does every week on Game Plan Wednesday, the great Darren Woodson, Super Bowl champion, pro bowler, great safety for the Dallas Cowboys.
Woody, what's up, buddy?
Not much. What's happening?
Hey, Woody. I'm still alive, Woody.
I see, man. You're breathing.
Yeah, I'm breathing. Cam tries to tell me, Woody, every day, talking about, Michael, don't you understand if they keep you in the competition, the whole show loses credibility. I keep trying to say.
Not that it has all that much to begin with.
What kind of
you're
message?
Doing good, man. You're getting better, bro. I've been watching. You're doing good.
Hey, Woody, we got a nickel for you, Woody, if you're interested.
Hey, I'm coming through the airport this morning, Woody, and I got, you know, this is the good part about it. I got a lady about 62, 63 years old telling me about how great I looked in that Paso Doble outfit with the shirt out, and she saw my abs, and she said, I was like, hey, she's 60.
What was she working with?
She's 60-something years old. Had her,
what was she working with, though?
She's 60-something years old, and she had a 70-year-old husband sitting there.
He was, okay, what was she working with?
She, Woody, trust me, Woody, she was working with nothing, Woody. She was working with gums, is what she was. But let me leave that alone. Speaking of what they're working with, Woody, Atlanta Falcons coming to town. Must win for the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, yeah, I think so. Especially, I'm not going to say it's a must win. I think they were helped last week by the rest of the NFC East losing. I'm not going to say this is a must win, but, you know, anytime you have a home game against a conference opponent who, you know, if you make it to the playoffs, you're probably going to see the same team. I think you really want to send a message. And, you know, the Cowboys are coming off a bye week. They're feeling pretty good about themselves. They got their win against Kansas City. They're healthy right now. I think it is. I think they need to take advantage of this opportunity that they have to defend their home and then get back in that NFC East race. And, you know, right now it's going to be close in the NFC East, so every game's a big game for this team right now.
It's GP Dub, Woody, Game Plan Wednesday. Talk to us about how do they make sure they get that win.
Well, I think it's, you know, watching Atlanta, man, the one thing they do is they put a lot of pressure on your safeties. And Ken Hamlin, Patrick Watkins, and, you know, Gerald Sensabaugh's out there this week. They're going to have a great game. The one thing Atlanta does do is, you know, with Michael Turner is they force you to tackle on that second level, meaning they force you to tackle outside of the linebacker. Safeties have to make plays. Your perimeter guys, your cornerbacks have to tackle well. And if you don't tackle well in that second half, Michael Turner will make you pay for it in the entire game because you can't go low against this guy. And that's what a lot of that's when you watch the Cowboys, even including their safeties, they like to go low and hit the legs and take the legs out from under a guy. Michael Turner has probably the best balance in the NFL as far as guys going low on him. So you have to hit him up high and then hopefully people rally around him. And, you know, that's my main concern when you watch Atlanta is that every time they win and every time they get successful yards, it's because Turner's making guys miss in that second half where he's making guys bounce off those legs.
Oh, Darren Woodson on the Michael Irvin Show. Well, they're so strong up the middle with Ryan playing as well as he is, and Tony Gonzalez. And
right.
So whenever you have a guy like Turner who you can play action and then you have a tight end who's going to be in the Hall of Fame, talk about what that does to the safety position.
Well, that's the same thing. That's why I'm telling you the safeties have to work so, you know, have to play so well this week because they're going to hit you in the middle of the field with Turner. And then, you know, the one-on-one battle, sooner or later, the Cowboys safeties are going to have to cover in a one-on-one situation. And I'm sure Patrick Watkins will be the guy matched up, or Sensabaugh will be matched up on Tony Gonzalez. If you're an Atlanta fan, you got to like the matchup there. And you know, Tony Gonzalez has the ability to go up and get the ball, but, he doesn't get a lot of credit for his route-running ability underneath. You know, he's an athletic tight end. He's a guy that really understands the holes in the defense. And then Matt Ryan, he always finds that one-on-one matchup. So, you know, that's the huge concern for this team. If Gonzalez gets going and then you got Michael Turner get going, man, it's going to be a battle. And the Cowboys offense better put up some points if that happens.
And if the Cowboy offense can't put up a whole lot of points, how can the Cowboys this is what you're talking about, the Cowboys defense take right. over this game? Outside of, you're looking at a matchup that you said will be a problem for the Cowboys. A tight end situation could be a problem. Where else does the Cowboys defense go?
I think the game plan is going to be, how does the Cowboys, if the Cowboys defense can get some stops early on and just continue to make Atlanta become a one-dimensional team as far as throwing the ball, I think that's where they want to be. They don't want to get in a game where Michael Turner gets going and then Matt Ryan has his options. He's going to hit Jenkins down the field. He's going to find Roddy White. They don't want to get in that kind of gun battle with this team. They want to make them one-dimensional, make them throw the ball if that's the case, but not run the football. I think the problem is if the Cowboys offense can attack that Falcons cover two defense. If they can attack the cover two defense and make and force Atlanta to walk up into the box or, you know, not run a shell coverage where they're trying to be safe all the time. Make them play some man-to-man on the outside. Make them walk that guy in the box and continue, even when they walk that guy in the box, make them tackle against Barber and hopefully Felix Jones and Choice. I think that's when they can be at their best, but they're going to have to get them out of that cover two shell.
Yeah, that means they have to run the ball. You're right, with those running backs, and hopefully right. Barber will be healthy and Felix Jones will be healthy. Darren Woodson on the Michael Irvin Show. You talked about the cover two. How does Miles Austin change the dynamic as a starter for the Cowboys against that cover two?
Well, I don't know if he changes the dynamics and as far as the cover two. The cover two is basically being safe. I mean, basically you're going to sit in that shell, and the guy and Tony Romo's going to have to find the open spots, whether it be the four routes. Somewhere in there, the tight end is going to be big. Jason Witten is going to be the guy that's going to get them, force them out of that cover two.
Which is the four route, Woody, for
the deep end route. Mike runs it probably better than anybody, but it's a deep end route.
In the existence of the game.
In the existence of. Go ahead and give yourself some love.
I'm just saying, at Tony Gonzalez, I saw a piece. He said he's the best tight end in the world, so I can throw out a little something.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Woody, you're lucky you're only on for 10 minutes a week here.
My goodness. I dealt with him for like 10 of them, though. So I
and he's starting to think he can dance now.
Yeah, stop, please.
Oh, I'm still in it.
Don't do that. Let's not do that.
I'm still in this thing, Woody. That's all That's all that matters, Woody.
But I think the guy that's going to get him out of that cover two shell is Jason Witten. And then, you know, Marion Barber and those guys pounding the ball. That's the only way they're going to win this game. They got to get them out of that and put them in cover three or one-on-one situations. And then that's when you'll see Miles Austin at his best, is when they're running one safety in the middle of the field and he has outside one-on-one coverage on the outside.
All right, Darren. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate that.
No problem, bro. Y'all have a good one.
Hey, you too, buddy.
Darren Woodson.
They don't come any better now. But Woody's a defensive guy that loves that cover two, and he says this is the only way to beat that cover two. I know I already teased it, but I got to give it to you next. I'll tell you exactly why Miles Austin makes a huge difference. And why he must start, even if he didn't have the huge game last week, he must be on the field this week. I'll tell you that next, and it's something you do not want to miss on the Michael Irvin Show.